Fiji and Samoa are starting the long task of rebuilding after Cyclone Evan hit this week. No deaths have been reported in Fiji, but there are estimated 14,000 people living in evacuation centres. The nation's government is also monitoring for outbreaks of disease. The Red Cross has launched a Cyclone Evan appeal to provide emergency relief and recovery assistance. Its Australian CEO is Robert Tickner, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John.
Now, what are the immediate concerns in both nations?
I think in the aftermath of a cyclone and severe flooding like this, one of the weird consequences is, of course, a threat to water supplies. And indeed, it's the potential risk of disease that's always a worry. But of course, as many Australians know, because of our close links with both Samoa and Fiji, many of the villages in those countries are constructed with quite fragile materials. And so when you get strong winds and flooding, of course, you have a large loss of infrastructure and damage to the community. So in Samoa, our figures are that some 400 homes, 7 schools have been destroyed and 1,000 homes have been badly damaged. In Fiji, we're not yet able to say, I don't think anyone's yet able to say what the extent of the destruction is, because there are so many outlying villages, particularly in the north of Fiji, where there's no proper assessment yet of the level of damage. But the end result is, as you said, they've got a huge recovery path ahead of them, and so we hope that Australians who are so supportive of those two countries and know them so well as our Pacific neighbours will give very generously to this appeal through the Red Cross website.
From what you're saying, this is a massive impact on Samoan infrastructure, Robert.
Yeah, I think that's true, and it's going to take a vast effort to repair, but in the short term there's still quite a substantial emergency relief effort and a recovery effort to be undertaken, even before we start looking at that wider reconstruction of the infrastructure. So the good thing about Red Cross is that it's not a fly-in, fly-out operation. It is a global organisation where the Red Cross societies of Fiji and Samoa are just embedded in local communities and play a huge role on the ground. And they're our partners in those countries. So when people support our appeal, they know it's going to local people, with local people in the driver's seat for emergency relief and recovery.
I think the first military shipment of Australian emergency supplies arrived in Fiji last night. Would some of this be ongoing to Samoa, or has the military shipments arrived in Samoa already?
I think there's been some relief to Samoa, but I'd have to double check. And while Red Cross obviously welcomes government AusAid and support in a humanitarian crisis like this, the role of, if you like, an organisation like Red Cross, independent of government, is also really critical. And our appeal is attracting a lot of support. I'm sure Dick Smith wouldn't mind me mentioning that he phoned up yesterday and reminded me of his links with Samoa, and he was able to chip in 20,000 to help the people of those communities. And not everyone can do that much, but I think that, you know, Dick's generosity shows the level of connectedness and the extent to which Australians are committed to those two countries through tens of thousands of holidays and visits over the years, our sporting and community ties, and so many of our communities interlinked, living in Australia and us knowing them so well. They are truly our neighbours.
Indeed. Robert, you may not know this, is an event such as this, like this cyclone, would we consider this a once-in-50-year event normally, or a one-in-100-year, or a one-in-20-year?
Well, this flood is said to be a one-in-20-year event, and thankfully, you know, loss of life has been limited. And I know there have been various reports about the state of preparedness of people, but I think it is true to say that while, you know, governments can always improve on the advice given to communities, people of the South Pacific are pretty switched on about the impact of cyclones. And in Australian Red Cross, we work incredibly closely with all the Red Cross societies in those little Pacific countries on disaster preparedness. And all the evidence is the greater the extent of thinking, planning and preparedness that's undertaken, the immediate benefits are less people lose their lives, and of course the level of damage and ultimately to the community and crucial infrastructure can also be minimized. But this is, once in 20 years, it's not the very worst, but it's not the kind of thing that any of us would want going into Christmas.
Yeah, it's 7:38 here on Radio National Summer Breakfast, when we're joined by Robert Tickner, the Australian CEO of the Red Cross, the Australian Red Cross. Who controls the coordination with different sources of relief arriving in Fiji and Samoa, Robin?
Well, I think the best answer to that is to turn it around and say who controls those things in Australia. So it's pretty much that in Australia, when we have an emergency, our government authorities take the lead role in much of that, and the same is true in those two countries. But really importantly, organisations like Red Cross, which are, as I said, embedded in local communities, which are independent of government, yet obviously work as necessary with government from time to time, also play an important role. And you're right, bringing it all together, coordinating that is often a difficult task. Particularly, I ask people to think about just how remote some of those islands in Samoa and Fiji are. They're very difficult to access. They're tiny little communities in many cases. And, when a cyclone hits, boy, they really do it tough.
Yeah, they're exposed. Look, how much are you hoping to raise with this appeal?
That's open at this stage, because you never, can be totally confident because these issues will go off our TV screens and out of our media in a few days. People's plight will continue. So I guess my message to people is, if you care about these communities, if you've been there on holidays, if they've touched you and you have a relationship with them, go to the Red Cross website this morning, make a donation, and we'll see the amount of money we can raise with the goodwill of Australians. If people don't have access to the internet, the number's 1-800-811-700, but the best way is to go to the website.
Yeah, just finally, Rob, this is not meant to be an insensitive question at all, but a lot of Australians would have booked holidays in Fiji resorts and to a lesser extent, of course, to Samoa as well. What should they do? Are the tourist industry still open for business or not?
Look, I think the most common sense, practical answer is that people should contact their travel agent, because the situation could well change daily, and it will depend upon the resort, the extent of their preparedness, what damage has happened. So I think, ring the travel agent and, get on and make that local contact.
Yeah, indeed. And just to repeat that number, if I've got it correctly, Robert, 1-800-811-700?
Correct.
Good on you. Thank you very much for taking our call this morning. Thanks very much. Robert Tickner joining us there, the CEO of Red Cross Australia.